So making that little exclamation kind of cracked open the door for me to just fully claim that was my goal for the next day. And if I didn't make it, I had thought through an entire podcast episode about what happens when you don't meet your goals. I outlined the entire thing. And that was what today's episode was supposed to be about, was I did not meet my goal. Now what? So what I want you to know, and what I'm sharing here, is that it is completely normal and completely reasonable to doubt yourself.
Hello, my name is Emily Jansen, and this is the Leadership is Female podcast. We interview women in the sports and entertainment businesses to teach you the tips and the mindset that will get you to the top faster. Marian Wright Edelman said, "You can't be what you can't see." Let's bring visibility to women who are crushing it in their roles. Join us week after week, season after season, as we reach back to extend a hand to pull you forward. We will lead you forward because leadership is female.
Hello, and welcome to the Leadership is Female podcast. I'm your host, Emily Jansen. And in today's solo episode, I want to talk about goals, goal achievement, and I'm going to talk about it through the lens of the marathon. So before you hit skip this episode, because you don't want to hear someone who ran a marathon talking about running a marathon, I want to encourage you to stay tuned, because this journey, whether a marathon is your goal or it's something else, this journey is about what it takes to reach your goals and achieve your dreams and feel that success. And for those who think that they might maybe someday want to run a race, this is a great episode for you to listen to. So whether you're just a person who has dreams, this is good for you, or you're a person that wants to run, this is good for you too. And I'm so happy you're here. Hopefully you'll hear something that resonates with you or could resonate with a friend, and you get to share this episode with them. But either way, I'm so honored and privileged to be with you today and talk about one of my favorite things, which is goals. I'm going to start, like, I don't know, 6 years back, 7 years back, when I was pregnant with my son, Anders. We were in Houston, Texas, and I was running on the treadmill. I was about 13 weeks pregnant, and I heard a pop in my hip while I was running. And I hit the emergency stop, and I like jumped off the treadmill, and I like burst into tears because I wasn't sure if there was something wrong with the baby or it was just me. I was like hobbling around. Luckily, my husband was at the gym, and I went and talked to him and kind of shook it off and felt better, but never felt better enough to run again for a very long time. My hip was kind of trash for the rest of that pregnancy. It took a lot of cycling classes on kind of the easy pace, and did some boot camp stuff with like super lightweight, like definitely did pregnancy fitness during that term. And then after he was born, got back into it, but had this like huge fear around running, which for me was really different because, as most of you know, I played soccer growing up. I know a lot of us did. And I ran, I played all the sports, and I was never afraid to tackle like a physical challenge, but had a huge block and maybe some trauma about running from that scary incident on the treadmill while I was pregnant. And it took me years to decide to run even like a little bit again, even a couple of miles. It was in between my two kids. I think my two last kids, that I probably ran just a few miles sometimes, but really just did Peloton or a spin class at the gym or challenged myself in a boot camp class, but running was like a no way. And after my third child was born, my daughter was born, I started thinking about running again because I was done having kids. And I thought, okay, this is going to be a really cool goal for me to tackle at some point. I got to get you know, through the infant stage first. And my dad had reminded me that I had said that I would try a marathon at some point in my life. And I felt like the pressure of that goal kind of mounting on me. And I thought, like, you know, no one is holding me accountable for this. This is ridiculous that I'm feeling pressure from some abstract goal that, like, I don't have to do. But it kept on pressing in my brain, and I couldn't let it go. And if I have to be honest, I was too afraid to claim it until I happened to mention it to my husband. And I thought, you know, at one point in time, I said, I wanted to run a marathon after my kids were done being born. And he was like, Emily, you say this stuff all the time. Why don't you put it into action? Like, start today. Why not now? Why not you? Why not now? Like, let's get this thing going. I'll do a race with you. I'm not doing a marathon, but I'll do a half, and let's sign up for this new challenge together. And, you know, we'll figure out how to get it done. So in 2022, I signed up for a marathon and essentially went from couch to marathon in 6 months out there running. I remember the first time I did a 6 mile run, I was so nervous. I almost threw up before a training run, like by myself, just going for a run, because I had just so much built up tension and anxiety about, like, claiming this goal and if my body would be able to do it. But slowly but surely, just a little at a time, one run at a time through a training program, I got a little better and a little better and a little more confident. And 6 months later, completed a marathon in 2022 and ran in my goal time. Wanted to finish under a certain number of hours, and I did it. And I just remember feeling just so proud of myself, because I know actually that there was so much that went into achieving that goal besides just running. I had to clear a lot of mental hurdles in my head to get there. And there's a couple of things about, like, getting to that first achievement. One, I had an accountability partner in the fact that I told someone I was going to do it and made that commitment. I bought an app on my phone. So I had to invest, I mean, it's like $40 a year, not that much money, but more than a free app, I'll tell you that much. And inside the app, I had put in the date of the race, and every single week, the app would tell me what I needed to run on which day. And I had committed to doing it, and I became accountable to getting a green check mark after my run that I completed what I said I was going to do. Also, in having told people about my goal, I started getting great advice, whether it was, hey, have you tried these shoes? Hey, have you tried the supplement? Hey, have you ran here? Ooh, I really love this trail. Oh, you need to drink water if you run for more than 45 minutes in the desert. Like, duh. I mean, I literally knew nothing about this, which is mind-blowing today. But the more, like, you get into and get interested in what you are trying to achieve, like, the more fun it becomes to go after the goal. I started following running accounts on Instagram. I started following nutrition accounts on Instagram. Like, it all has this spiral effect to, like, impact your life and get you excited about the goal that you're doing. So a piece of advice that I would share for really anyone is get interested in what you're trying to achieve. Get interested in what you're trying to achieve. Obviously, care about the goal, but care and interest are a little bit different. If you're curious and you want to learn more, and you are talking to and talking about and you're excited about it, you're going to approach it in a much different way. The long run on Friday, if this is a race that is your goal, the long run on Friday or Saturday or whatever day you do it won't be dreadful. It'll be exciting to get it done, to test the new shoes, to test the new nutrition, to test your new water bottle, whatever it might be. Like, get interested and get excited about what you're doing. So I finished this race in 2022, just had the best experience, had an amazing celebration when it was done, just really felt like a different level of me. Like, I did something that was pretty big and pushed myself so far beyond my comfort zone. And I was very happy about it. And I knew I wanted to do another race. I didn't want to be one and done, but I wasn't sure when I was going to run, when I would make time for it. And the fact is, like, this is kind of lesson number two, is there's never a perfect time to go after a big goal. Perfect time is now. Like, you just have to start and get the momentum going one step at a time. Just start. And before you know it, you won't remember what it felt like to not have time for your goals. So don't wait for the perfect time. That time is now. That time is today. So with the second marathon, of course, I wanted to run faster. And I also had something in the back of my mind that I wanted to achieve, and that was to qualify for the Boston Marathon. And I was a little bashful to share that big goal. It was big and audacious. And obviously I told my husband, I told a couple of friends, but I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to do it. I had set myself up to practice and to train in order to achieve that goal. But running in Reno at 5,000 feet elevation, training through a winter, doing a lot of treadmill runs, like, I really didn't know what was going to happen on race day. And the closer that I got, the friends who knew kept saying amazing things, because I have the best friends in the world who said, you can do it. You're going to crush it. I know you're going to make it. There's no way you're not. Like, you can do it. They were pumping me up so hard. And in the back of my brain was like, ugh, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to make it. I haven't run many training runs at the right time in order to run a qualifying time in this race. And I was feeling a lot of nervous energy around claiming that goal. So the what I would do was say, my goal is to finish this race, first of all. And my second goal is to run it faster than I did the first. And then to some people, I would say, and I'm trying to qualify for Boston. And then I would say, oh, I don't want to try. I want to qualify, but I don't know if I'm going to make it. So do I say try, or do I say I'm going to? And I got so, like, stuck on, like, this mental head game about, should I tell people, and what if I don't make it? And it got me thinking a lot about when I speak at conferences and we talk about confidence, we talk about goal setting, there is so much fear around claiming your goal. And here I was, you know, someone who helps people through those situations. I was experiencing the same thing. I was having a lot of fear in claiming my goal. I didn't want to say to the whole world, or whoever was listening in my small corner of the world, my goal is to qualify for the Boston Marathon. But I was writing it in my journal. I qualified for the Boston Marathon. I was, like, putting it in past tense, like telling my brain that I made it. I qualified for the Boston Marathon, but I wouldn't say it out loud. And I really made this, like, connection between those that I meet who are afraid to claim their goal and myself. Like, I was doing it too. So the day before the race, I posted what was, like, just a photo on Instagram, and it was, I've got two goals for tomorrow, PR and BQ. And, like, how much more cryptic could I get? Like, only dorky runners know what BQ means. It means Boston qualify. But that was my way of, like, just cracking the door open to say out loud and to claim my goal and claim that space. And what I wanted to do, and the purpose for that, was, like, not to share with a huge audience what my goals were or anything. It was to crack open some opportunity for myself to say, like, you can say this out loud. Like, you have permission to say it out loud. And in fact, I even then planned out in my head an episode of this podcast where I would discuss what it is like to not reach your goals. So making that little exclamation kind of cracked open the door for me to just fully claim that that was my goal for the next day. And if I didn't make it, I had thought through an entire podcast episode about what happens when you don't meet your goals. I outlined the entire thing. And that was what today's episode was supposed to be about, was I did not meet my goal. Now what? So what I want you to know and what I'm sharing here is that it is completely normal and completely reasonable to doubt yourself in pursuit of anything. It is so uncomfortable to go after a next level for yourself personally or inside your goal achievement. I just worked through that entire discomfort all on my own. And today, this episode is not about not reaching your goal, because I did it. I ran a marathon this past weekend. I ran the Mesa Marathon and I finished the race. I beat my personal best and I qualified for the Boston Marathon. I made my time and I still am like letting that sink in. I'm just so proud of myself because 2 years ago, I wasn't even running. And so the fact that we as humans can put in the effort day after day, that we can make a decision that can change our life is phenomenal. And that is what makes this life so special. So I wanted to share that first part of the journey with you. First of all, when you set your goal to get excited about it. And second, if you are feeling shy or nervous about sharing a goal you've set for yourself, I get it. I know why. Find a few people to confide in. Crack that open just a little bit. Claim it by writing it down at your desk or in your journal or on your daily planner. Write it down. Convince your mind. Tell your mind, this is what we're doing. This is what we are going after. And put in the work and you can make it there. So I'll tell you a quick bit about the actual race. It was in Arizona, which is supposed to be beautiful this time of year, but the morning of the race, it was 40 degrees and pouring rain. And the race started at 6:30 in the morning, which if I'm being honest, if I would have read all the fine print and understood that it was a quote unquote sunrise marathon, I might not have signed up in the first place because getting up that early and running is definitely not how I train. But you know, sometimes not reading the fine print has its benefits. So we wake up at 4:15 in the morning and, you know, start to try to eat and drink and get hydrated and get dressed and head outside to stand in line for 35 minutes before we get on a bus that is another half an hour bus ride to the start line and get off the bus at 6:20. The race is supposed to start at 6:30. So everything is running behind. Rush to the bathroom, rush to check my gear. It's 6:30. And then a whisper comes down the line that we're not starting till 7 o'clock. I'm like, oh my gosh, I just prepared to start racing at 6:30. So kind of standing under these heat lamps, it's literally pitch black outside because the sun hasn't even risen yet. And I think, all right, I have had like so much water already this morning and electrolytes, trying to get rehydrated from trying to sleep last night. I got to use the bathroom again. So I run to the bathroom and I get out of the bathroom and they're like, never mind. We're now starting at 6:50, which is in 1 minute. So I try to collect myself and get composed. And it just so happened that I found the pacer for the marathon time I needed to get under in order to qualify. I found those two people and kind of hung out next to them in the crowd until they crossed the start line and started running alongside and started feeling pretty good. And I thought, okay, I'm going to change my strategy. I'm going to run a little bit in front of them the whole race. And as long as I can keep those people behind me, I will finish under the time that I needed. And as you know, marathon's 26.2 miles. So it's just one after another, you're trying to stay in the race, stay hydrated, stay fueled, which For me, like eating while I'm running makes me so sick. So I've had to do so much research on how to get proper nutrition, how to maintain your electrolytes, all the things while you're moving this entire time, but really got that dialed in over the course of training. Again, reflecting back on like getting curious and getting excited about achieving your goals, I was interested in finding like supplements and nutrition and gear that would help me achieve my goal. And I was investing back in getting there and getting excited about taking some vitamin. You know, it was crazy, but it was all helping me get to that finish line, both metaphorically and literally.
Do you need a keynote speaker for your next conference, ERG meeting, event, or group? I'm here, raising my hand. I help leaders grow their confidence so that they can lead more intentional, goal-directed, fulfilled, and happy lives. We are conditioned from our childhood to stay small. Don't be conceited. Run in the middle of the pack, because if we speak out too much or shine too brightly, we will offend other people. This could not be more wrong. When you are your best, most confident leader, you give others permission to shine too. So, how do we get there? How do we increase our confidence? I love sharing my best practices and proven methods to help leaders grow into who they are meant to be, your most confident, authentic self, ready to take on your next biggest challenge in the office and in your personal life. Get in touch at emilyjanson.com. I don't know about you, but I love learning more about myself. If there's a quiz out there to help me better understand who I am, I'll take it. If there's a journal prompt, I'm using it. But how about a business that helps female leaders communicate effectively while inspiring confidence and trust in those you want to impact? Sign me up. Breakthrough Brands is unlocking clarity for women leading progress. They build leadership brands for women to discover what inspires them, define what drives them, and unlock how to share their brands with others. Do you want to gain clarity on your personal brand? Shoot me a note at leadershipisfemale@gmail.com or on Instagram, and we will introduce you to the women who will help you unlock your leadership brand. That's breakthroughbrands.com. At Leadership is Female, we are serious about supporting you in your career. That includes the tips to get you ahead inside your current organization or provide you with the next big opportunity in a new role. That's why we have partnered with Legacy Search, an executive recruiting firm specializing in mid to senior level executive searches across professional, collegiate, and minor league sports. Check out the openings listed at legacysportssearch.com or in our monthly Leadership is Female newsletter. Hint, if you have not signed up for the newsletter, head to leadershipisfemale.com. If you find a job listed at Legacy Sports Search that looks like it should be yours, email us at leadershipisfemale@gmail.com and we will introduce you directly to the opportunity. This is your career. Make the most of it.
So I'm running the race. I have my watch on. I can see the miles marked along the way. And I know that the people are behind me, the pacers. So I know that I'm doing it. And I am freaking pumped because I'm feeling like really good, like a new kind of energy than I did from the first time I raced. And I'm feeling so happy about that. And just about mile 18, I see pop off the sidewalk my husband, who had just finished running a half marathon, whose original plan was to go back to the hotel room, shower, change, get warmed up, and then meet me at the finish line. But he was with my brother, my older brother, who had seen my husband finish the race. Instead of going back to the room to get warmed up, jumped in the car and was able to meet me before mile 20. And they had a big sign and they were cheering for me. And I just yelled at them, "I'm doing it. I'm doing it." Cause I knew I was on the right time. I didn't know if I was going to see them again. A couple miles later, I see him on the other side of the road, pop out again and cheering for me, "Stay strong, you know, don't give in." And I just had the biggest smile on my face. I felt so much energy. And then I get to mile 23 and I've got just three to go. And there they are again. My little cheerleading squad pop out of the on the sidewalk and "You got this, M. You've got this, M. You can do it. You can do it." I found this extra grit deep down and kicked it all the way to the finish line. And when I crossed the finish line, I threw my hands up in the air, and my husband was in the finish line chute. So I was able to run right to him. And that was one of the best feeling hugs I've ever gotten in my entire life. I think that was the celebration moment that I will remember forever, when I kind of fell into his arms and he gave me this big hug and he just said, "I'm so proud of you." I was just so overwhelmed with excitement and pride in myself and for how far I had come. And, you know, people will say things like, "Oh, it just must be so easy for you because of you have good genetics," or, "Well, you've always been a good athlete." Well, of course you could do that. You always can do stuff like that. People are pretty good at saying those types of things to me, or maybe those things to you that feel like a compliment, but really, you know, I try not to take it so seriously, but it takes away all the hard work that goes into it. Because if I let myself skip the run, if I let myself eat whatever I wanted versus what was nourishing for my body, or if I chose partying over sleep, I wouldn't have achieved my goals. It takes a certain amount of dedication and discipline and commitment to do what it is that you set out to do. And all of that rolled over me in this tidal wave, not to mention having had 3 kids in the last 9 years and 3 C-sections. On top of that, a pretty bad injury when I was pregnant with Anders, and then actually an injury when I first started training for this marathon. I tripped during a training run and had an AC separation in my shoulder. You know, it wasn't an easy journey, but I stayed committed to myself and to my goals, and I freaking did it. And I give permission to you to be proud of yourself when you reach your goals, permission for me to be proud when I reach my goals, and to share that with others to inspire them that if you want to do it too, you can. And there are so many people around you that are going to be cheering you on. And if they aren't, call me up. I will help you get to that finish line by telling you each and every day that you can do it if you put in the work. So this was a story about my race, yes, but it was also a story about the ingredients it takes to reach a very hard, audacious goal, including the emotion behind it, from fear to anxiety to avoidance of claiming your goal, or avoidance of starting your goal, and what it is that you really need to do to get moving towards what it is you want to achieve, and ultimately the life that you want to have and the person that you want to become. If you want to become that person, you have to start working on who she or he is today. So running may not be the goal that's on your heart, but whatever that goal is, there's so many lessons in this episode that I hope you can hear. And if you get quiet for a second, I know, and you know, that your heart and your head are going to tell you like what the next right thing is to do to reach your destination. So the question is, you reach your goal, what's next? That's one that I get often as well when I'm speaking out there speaking. And okay, Emily, I reached my goal. What next? First of all, celebrate. I had a great celebration following the marathon this weekend. That continued today. I took the morning off and hit the spa with some of my girlfriends. And I'm going to remember that forever. I'm going to remember what it felt like to finish the race because of that celebration. And my body and my brain are going to remember it in a different way as well, because of all of this fun, good energy, and healthy celebration around achieving what I set out to do. And once you hit that goal, I'm not telling you to just leave it in the past and move on, but I am telling you to Once you've let the achievement really sink in, think about what's next for you. And I usually start thinking about what's next before I reach that finish line. And I've been thinking about it for a while. And what I want to do next, this achieves a few goals of mine, because I always have spending more time with my friends and my family on my list, is my kids are going to run a 5K in about a month. Well, not my baby daughter. She's only 2.5, but she may just be pushed in the stroller by me, as I'm running alongside my boys. And I want to include them in what it feels like to have that accomplishment and start that out early and make that a family affair. That's something that they're going to remember forever. And my hope is to also include some of our friends. So we've been recruiting some families in the area and their kids to do it with us, because that type of memory making could be very instrumental in planning for the future with your children. So inclusive running is next, running with my kids, friends, and my family. I want to challenge myself to get faster. I think I'm thinking about those athlete days and, oh my goodness, the dreaded sprints. But if I went from couch to marathon to Boston qualifying in 2 years, like, man, how fast could I get if I put my time and attention on that skill set? And I think that now, like, running is firmly on my heart. So I'm going to be continuing to race, which is just such a fun hobby. And I also have to say, such a cool sport and environment. The only person, listen, I'm 40. Like, the only person I'm competing with is myself. Like, I'm not winning first place. Like, I'm not gunning for the US marathon trials, but I am trying to get better than I was yesterday, each and every day. And that's the only person that I'm in competition with. And I think that's the coolest thing about racing, is that you can compete with yourself and everyone else is competing with themselves as well. And it's all kinds. The diversity in the racers is amazing. Different sizes, shapes, ages, people who are in their 60s and they're running their 66th marathon. That was a guy that was next to me before the race started. Met another person who was on race number 29 after having a knee replacement. Met someone who was running their first 10K, and it was part of their journey to reclaim their health. I mean, it's all kinds. And you know what the cool thing is everyone's cheering for each other. The response to your story is, that's so awesome. Congratulations. We're so glad you're here. Like, what a cool community to be a part of. So I encourage you, if that's on your heart, to check it out. But if it's not, again, setting any goal is going to help you live a big, exciting, fun life. And that's what I'm here to do. I hope that's what you're here to do. We get one turn on this planet. Like, let's make it one heck of a good one. So I do want to address, before I say goodbye, one more thing. And that's what happens if I don't reach my goal. Because remember, I had planned out this like whole podcast if I didn't make the goal. And trust me, you guys, there's a lot of goals that I don't achieve. I'm getting a huge piece of humble pie right now in my first semester in grad school. I have not been in school in close to 20 years, and it is so freaking hard following directions from your professor. I am just, it's so difficult, and I'm not getting 100% on every assignment. It is killing me. But I'm going forward with it, and I'm growing and I'm learning, which is the whole point of it in the first place. So one note on not achieving your goals: if you don't get there, remember how much you learned and how far you came in the journey. Yes, it sounds so cliche, but it's not. It's the truth. Remember how far you've come in the journey. How has it changed you? What have you learned? What have you learned that you don't want to do? Right? That's sometimes as important as the destination that you thought you wanted to get to, is learning that you no longer want to be there and you actually wanted to go right. And your new goal was X and it wasn't the original Y. So every goal has a purpose, whether it's met or not. Don't beat yourself up for not getting there. It's the journey that is life-changing. So that's it for this week. And it's been so fun to share this with you, to document this story of the marathon. And, you know, I'd encourage you, there's so many health benefits to getting outside, breathing fresh air, moving your body. Get out there and do it. Just a little bit. I'm not saying sign up for a marathon tomorrow. I'm saying go for a walk, take the dog, meet your friend. Next time you meet your friend for coffee, grab the coffee, leave the coffee shop, and walk through the neighborhood when you're talking. Make tiny moves to have a more active lifestyle, because you will be in much better shape mentally, physically, emotionally, when you give your body what it needs, which is motion, which is attention, which is love, which comes in a lot of different forms. So I'm here to cheer you on. If you don't have anyone in your corner at home, message me. Let me know if you thought this episode was helpful to you. Please rate it. Please like it. Please share it. Please leave a comment. I can't wait to hear from you. And I hope this inspires you to go after your next biggest goal. I'm Emily Jansen. Thanks for being here. Let's go.
Thank you so much for spending your time with us today. Time is your most precious resource, and it means the world that you spent it with us. Please help us reach more people who need to hear these interviews by hitting the subscribe button and the 5-star rating on your iPhone. Do you know someone who could benefit from this interview? Please share it. Take a screenshot and post to your Instagram stories, copy the link and share on LinkedIn, or text that link to your colleague. The Leadership is Female podcast exists to showcase female leadership in sports and entertainment and give you the tips to level up. We will extend a hand back to lead you forward. Extend the same hand by sharing this with someone who needs to hear it. One last thing. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Leadership is Female. Now, take this lesson and run. Let's go.